Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is us, the Clubhouse. We are back for another episode. It's the usual culprits, the usual suspects. Your host, Chief Gav, joined by Mr. Shuffles himself. I don't know what you're doing, but
I'm pretending to be a chef.
Oh, no.
I'm pretending to be a chef.
Wow.
Here we go. Yeah, I'm done. Ready.
Okay, anyway, the guy who's literally two steps away from giving people food poisoning, Jago, how are you?
I'm good. It feels like it's been a while, isn't it? I don't know why. It's because we didn't do anything on Monday.
Yeah, well, there was nothing worth talking about on Monday, really.
Oh, yeah.
And joined by Mr. 2K Man, Mr. Endurance. Ladies, dude's got endurance, man. Just ran 2Ks. That was nothing. 2 kilometers, 2,000 meters. Yes. How are you?
Doing good, man. That 2K opened me right up.
That's wrong. It took you what? It literally took you 40 seconds to take it all the way to the gutter.
I just said words. Y'all used your imagination. I don't know which gutter y'all talking about, but okay.
Right, listen, do you know what? Oh, by the way, everybody, those of you who did not know, HB was in a music video.
Oh,
just to let you know, we're online with a video vixen right now. The dude was on a music video.
What music video?
Just don't you remember the music video he was in? He was the pervy guy at the end of the bar.
Wow. Wow,
I got dreadlocks. I think like every other rasta you see on TV.
No, it's right, because you were at the end of the bar sipping a glass of water, acting like you were sipping on Sambuca or some shit. Shut up. Anyway.
I have nothing to say for that.
I know, right? Do you know, anyway. So let's talk about a few things to talk about tonight. First of all, before we move on, shall we talk about the elephant in the room? The beef, except between...
The storm and the teacup.
Yeah, between Andy Marinos, you're Zimbabwean, man. Don't be doing this to us, bro. Okay? We need all Zimbos to just be representing. Why are you out there whinging and whining? And
everyone wants to be like Rassi. That's what's happening right now.
Yeah, but I think, to be honest with you...
Rassi.
Yeah, but like that was, you know, when you're like, this is really unnecessary. This is like real, really, really, really unnecessary. I want things in writing, bro. It's COVID, okay? These things will happen. I get it, but like, come on.
So what made it worse for me was the fact that when you look back at the whole thing, it turns out that New Zealand rugby made the decision based on the fact that Australia had not given them certainty on what was going to happen. Now, I look, even in my home, I'm not just going to leave my house and not know where I'm going to lay my head at the end of the night. That doesn't make sense, bruh. The least that they had to do was get their shit in order, communicate on time, and, you know, at least give them enough time to prepare and give the guys time to, you know, say their goodbyes, because it turns out they're away for a long ass time now. You know what I mean? So it was quite a complicated decision for the All Blacks, and I'm not saying, and I understand what they're saying, that the social media story broke a lot earlier than official comms, but that's the world we're living in today, isn't it? Everyone is jumping at the opportunity to be the one that broke the news.
Yeah, and the thing is, right, like, they're away for, what, 12 weeks? It's a 12-week tour. 12 weeks away from your family. Man.
Don't you think that in one way or another, some of these statements are a bit just rude towards Australia rugby?
Which ones?
Like, when NZ say that they had no plans of playing the third game, isn't that like saying, really, we knew we were going to charge you in two games?
No, dude. I think they weren't saying they had no plans because it was always on the table because of the rugby championship. They had to honor that. But I just think, you know, the way Dave Rennie kind of looked, the way he was, he looked like he was really angry. He was kind of pissed. Then I'm looking at Hooper, and turns out Hooper, Sam Whitelock, and Sam Kane had been in discussions the entire time. And yeah. So you know, when you then turn around, you're like, but guys, I don't think anyone is saying anything new here. We're all discussing it. We're basically just saying we're not sure. Your government is not sure what's going to happen, but we need to. We can't go ahead and just leave New Zealand and our homes on the hope that this is going to go ahead because no one knows what's going to happen. And these are the times we're living in. It's COVID times, dude. So just deal with it. Build a bridge and get over it, bruh.
Yeah, true. And I think, look, they made the safest decision, the right decision.
Yeah.
Given the way things are so tense with COVID right now, you don't want to be doing that. They needed, and I think what it did do is that it forced Sanzar to make a plan because Sanzar had been, you know, they'd been umming and awing, they'd been on the fence. They hadn't been willing to actually make a solid plan and say, listen, gentlemen, this is what's happening. This is where we're all going. This is what we're all doing. They hadn't made a plan. So now it forced them to make a plan. And now guess what? The rugby championship. The rugby championship is now going to be held in Australia.
Are the Argies coming?
Yeah. South Africa and Argentina are flying over in the same plane, bro. Same charter plane.
But they're coming from the same place, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I just think also, you know, there was a time when I thought, with all this uncertainty, Sanza could have made the safest bet for this competition to go ahead and just say that, let's go to South Africa. We're going to go play there. And it is what it is.
I don't think anyone is very keen to be showing up in SA right now. SA is not in the levelest of playing fields.
Why?
In so many ways. Ooh. Medically, politically, financially.
Medically they're all right. They've rolled out the vaccine one.
Medically they're not bad, dude.
Sorry, what?
Medically they're all right.
They've rolled it out, right?
Yeah, great.
It's rolling it out. It's all there, right? But what are the current numbers looking like on the grid?
Oh, yeah. Less than 10% of the population.
Okay. So medically, they are not okay. The present tense of the medical thing is not great compared to New Zealand and Australia. The future after they roll out the thing, it'll be dope. But
here's the thing, though, HP. The thing about it, the thing that was in question was that, look, guys, we need to have this tournament. We need to play. Okay? Now, Australia, New Zealand had just gone into a lockdown. And I know everyone was like, oh, no, it was one person or whatever it is. But they had just gone into a lockdown.
No! Whoa. It was not, listen.
No, I'm saying the way it was reported. The way it was reported.
One person, but then have you seen the case? There just cases popping up.
It's gone up and it's bad, right? But they went into lockdown. Australia also then started instituting their lockdowns across the country, okay?
Yep.
Which both countries were required to then, if anyone else coming into the country was required to then spend a mandatory 10 to 14 days.
Yep, in MIQ.
And so that was a big headache. So moving to South Africa, you knew that you would go there. Yes, we're asking for, there's a COVID test, 48 hours, you're allowed to fly. You arrive, you do your COVID test on arrival. They're not asking you to isolate. They're putting you into your hotel. You've got movement between your hotel and your practice venues, and you do what you need to do. That's why South Africa was quite a solid option.
It was. But at the same time, guys, South Africa is also, I think from the medical point, isn't too much of a train smash per se in terms of, the vaccine hasn't been rolled out. I still think they'd manage to host a decent Lions series, you know? I mean, in terms of logistics or whatever. But the thing is, like, people were still catching it. We're still catching the thing. This is what cracked me up. People were still catching it. I don't know how. So I think maybe those leaks were the ones that created some form of complication. Now, the problem with New Zealand was that, yes, like you said, they'd gone into lockdown. And did you know that thousands of, what was it, like 19,000 people or something apply for MIQ daily. And there's only like 7,000 spots. So,
there's actually a Zim player who's stuck here because he can't get an MIQ slot.
Oh, seriously?
Yes. It's actually quite wild, dude. It's actually quite wild. So he's stuck here. Oh, I mean, man. I think his life is between home and the gym. And you know what? He's not really, I don't think he spent a lot of time in Zim. So all he does is he's now staying with his uncle and all of that.
Oh, I think, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because now the dude dipped, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's dipped. Yeah.
He dipped. You see my one. Hi, Bobo. Yes, that's not the most pleasant, but what can you do?
There was also a thingy that was thrown in, right? The whole Europe factor. Now, in my mind, I was like, the Europe factor?
No.
For commercial gain, guys. Now, understand that we're the poor cousins. The Southern Hemisphere are the poor cousins. For commercial gain, we should have taken the game to the northern shores and given them a taste of our rugby. You'd have been guaranteed probably full stadiums, made a shit ton of money. And look, it would have been somewhat a better tour for them.
And
I guess,
then what?
And then we make money, and then next year we do it.
Yeah, but we do that and then persist with, like, with the status quo, right? Essentially the subjugation of all Southern Hemisphere rugby nations. Come on, bro, we can't be doing that. I think we need to take care of our own problems ourselves, because we can't wait for the so-called home nations to come in and say, you see, we saved you. In a Braveheart accent.
I don't know, dude. So I think what I picked up from the whole thing is there was this one major storm in a teacup. It was really something that was blown up into something that was not meant to be. The tournament is going ahead, which I'm happy about.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we do another week of no international rugby.
Oh, that's okay.
But I guess we're hoping that...
Listen, we all know the matches we want to watch. So let's just like, you know what?
Argentina. Well, why could we just get to those matches, though?
Argentina should have just flown back to Argentina. It's also we want to see All Blacks and the Box. That's all we want to see. Those two.
In essence, the old Blacks or NZR should have just said, listen, Australia, we don't need to come there. You guys and Argentina can play out for whatever it is that you think you're playing for. Meanwhile, the big boys are going to play. New Zealand just gone over to South Africa and played. That's it. Because we're wasting time with the other two.
We are indeed. We are not particularly.
Okay, I'm being nasty now.
You're being very nasty. You're being.
Nah, Drago, you're right.
Nah, I'm being nasty.
Okay, So, okay, now that's out the way, what do you guys think of the squads that were announced to travel? Very interesting, though, that Whitelock, Smith, and Moanga are staying behind. This is now going to be a real sort of test of depth, to be perfectly honest. It's going to be interesting to see who's going to be who in the zoo.
Is it though? Okay, so, yeah, I guess from a leadership point of view, maybe. You know, when I look at it, I'm like, okay, Aaron Smith, definitely you can't find another Aaron Smith. We know that. So he's definitely one of those players where you're like, okay, Finlay, this is probably opportunity. We know what TJ can do. Weber, if he gets the shot, because he's just also re-signed for 2023.
The janitor.
Do it, dude. Show us. Show us now. Prove to everyone else that you're not just that guy, that other guy that gets the odd test and thingy, right?
I think the janitor deserves a start, to be honest.
He does, dude. He does.
The janitor deserves a start. I think
he hasn't gotten a lot of good opportunities.
Yeah, true, true. And of course, Dane Coles is staying behind as well. So that means Asafa Omoah gets a chance.
Finally.
To travel. Don't know if he'll play.
And play. He's playing. Against Australia, he's going to play.
Bench China.
Why is Dane Coles staying? Is it injury?
Yeah, injury. Calf injury.
He's injury riddled at the moment. I'm just hoping he doesn't end up just calling it a day, you know? It's tricky.
Yeah, well, you never know. The physical demands of the sport are great. They're massive, huge. Huge physical demands.
But in the second row, I think, Whitelock is the man. But it'll be good to see Brody and probably Brody and Scott are the ones that are likely to get the start, aren't they?
And it'll be good to see Tupou as well get on that bench, because I think he needs game time.
Dude, they've really just screwed him around this year.
Yeah, I think he needs to get some game time. He really does. He's a great player, phenomenal future ahead of him. So he needs some game time sooner rather than later. Obviously, Barrett is going to get the go ahead at number 10.
I'm kind of excited for that.
And then I think it leaves a bench spot open. So now you have to decide who's going to be on the bench. Is it going to be, you know, is it going to be Eno or is it going to be Jordan?
Jordan is going to start, bro. What are you talking about,
bro? Start ahead of who?
Jordan starting, bro. I don't know who's itching.
Ahead of who?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, Will Jordan is starting, guys.
You aren't.
I'm expecting a couple of changes, though.
But like in the top team, right? In the top team that plays against the Bucks, there's no way you're not going to start Sevu Reese.
Are they not going to be back for that?
I guess. But even against Argentina.
Yeah, man. Well, look, yeah, true. I would go for... it's tough.
Bear in mind, like Eno needs game time as well because he hasn't been playing.
He hasn't been playing at all.
Yeah, and also he's got
two games.
Yeah, so too does Quinn Tupai. So what I could probably see is I could see Tupai moving on to the bench. They're probably going to give Jordy a start at some point
against Australia. Yes.
Yeah, probably start Jordy on the right wing, and then have Sevu on the other wing. Quinn Tupai on the bench, and Will Jordan on the bench. Makes sense. And then obviously you have. Oh yeah, man. Oh no, actually, I think Rico will go on the left wing. But Rico's played big minutes though. That's the thing.
This He's played a lot of these for the top team.
No, just for that Bledisloe, for the third Bled.
You think they're going to give him... Oh, man, maybe.
Yeah.
The problem is you've got so many things that are coming up right now, isn't it? I mean, the fact that players are coming back from injury, they need to get some game time. You got guys, like you're saying, Rico has played a fair number of games. He may need to rest.
Yeah, he'll need to rest.
Even Reese, he's been involved in every test, hasn't he? So far.
So then what you could do is have a back three and even McKenzie. But then McKenzie, if he doesn't start, he has to be on the bench.
The good thing about D-Mac is he missed two games after he got that red card. He's trying to be nasty, don't worry. Just leave it alone. Just leave it.
Okay. Interesting.
But I think so. I'm kind of excited about seeing Barrett back at 10. I think it's going to be his first opportunity to really, like, you know, get like a... Well, he got that at the start that he did, but he was thrown around like a ragdoll by the Fijians because they were throwing everything. But I just think this is the kind of opportunity he needs just to get back into the saddle and show what he's good at.
That's very true, yeah.
Since he's come back.
Yeah, I agree with you. So it'll be very interesting to see what lineup they pick for that game on the 5th. It's on the 5th of September, eh? Sunday the 5th. Yeah, next week.
Next week.
Yeah, next week. So it's going to be really interesting. Another interesting, well, in the squads from other squads, man, Grant Williams gets the call up, huh?
Unlucky for Jaden, bro.
That Kramer dude, bro. Like, I don't want it to do him, bro. Like, let's be honest. There's no wanting to make the tackle and commit. He wanted to end that one. He wanted to end that kid.
So unlucky.
Wasn't unlucky. It was unnecessary for him.
Yeah, I guess so, dude. But I mean, you know, yes, I don't know. Yes, you know. But then again, you got a guy that was playing fifth team, if I'm correct. Apparently, he was playing fifth team out on the wing. Grant Williams. And I think someone got injured and he moved to scrum off and he hasn't looked back since. How's that for a freaking story?
Yeah, he's a good player. Very good player.
And then they went and jumped Noamba.
Yeah,
Noamba's
having a tough time. And the sad part is the two guys that are ahead of him are playing at the Sharks.
That's the problem. And then, I mean, Grant Williams has been good, though. I won't, you know, I'm so not going to say he's been playing pretty good.
Yeah, he's been pretty decent. Yeah, he's been pretty decent, but like, you know, I just still think that Kramer should be sanctioned for what he did. I think he went out to end someone. Not just, there's a difference between going out to make a tackle and then going out to end a person, and that's what exactly he did. That's exactly what he was aiming to do. So, you know, it is what it is, I guess. It is what it is. Oh, you missed it 2 kilometers. What are we giggling about?
When you say that, I was thinking about our boy Lavanini.
Hey, but that guy was a beast.
He nearly managed to finish the game.
All he had to do was just finish the game.
He nearly managed to finish the game. But
he just had to be himself.
Ah, Lavanini is a disaster. A disaster of an individual. An absolute disaster of an individual.
When I watched that game on Saturday, you know, I just don't know. You know, like, I feel like Argentina are a totally different side to the side that had come out of lockdown and decided to take on the All Blacks.
Yeah,
they seem to have a lot of heart, but they don't seem to have a lot of direction in terms of how they want to play. And again, you know, like we spoke about a week ago, whether or not they learned anything from other teams and how other teams decided to approach the box. Mm. It just seemed like when they had something good going, like they did towards the end. Now, towards the end, they just kept hammering and they were getting the meters. They were playing a bit more positive. And you think to yourself, but where was all of this when you were 12-3 down?
That's because when they were 12-3 down, they were busy focused on trying to end people's careers. When you actually focus on playing the game and not trying to end people's careers, it's amazing what you can actually do. It's amazing.
It is.
They were playing well within themselves. And I don't know what it is because, I mean, it's not like they're not fit. It's not like they're not conditioned. It's not like they haven't played rugby in the past 2 to 3 months. They have. So, I don't know.
It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, they've been disappointing, but you know they'll lift themselves for the game against the All Blacks, and they'll perform relatively well. But I think you might see them losing to the Wallabies. Can't believe I'm saying this. You might see them losing to the Wallabies.
The Wallabies may just pull off a shock. You know that.
Yeah, the Wallabies. But like I said, that's third blade. Like I told you, man, All Blacks don't do well in Perth. New Zealand teams generally don't do well. Oh, no, but they're not playing in Perth anymore. They're playing in Queensland, so.
No, they're playing in Perth, dude.
Oh, they're playing in Perth, yes.
Yeah, they're playing in Perth, and then they're going to, right after the game, they fly down to Queensland.
Yeah, New Zealand teams generally don't do too well in Perth, so I'm hoping this can buck that trend.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I don't know.
But, yeah, so.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see the selections that get made next week. And then we can really start
we can start talking. Then we can really start talking.
Yeah, I'm just so, we had just hit that good patch. We'd hit that good patch where there was rugby every week. And you could have started watching rugby in the morning up until... Yeah,
well there's Curry Cup.
Curry Cup is... But that's also coming towards the end.
Yeah, but don't worry. Rugby, the Gallagher Premiership is coming soon. And that's actually...
When is that starting?
It's actually fairly entertaining rugby. September.
Yeah, I've seen the teams training up, eh?
Yeah, it's fairly good rugby to watch, I have to say. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy some of the play there. It's really good, really expansive. So it'd be very interesting to see how that goes. See if Harlequins can repeat or if Saracens are going to come in and just dominate.
Saracens are coming back into the
league. Yeah, they're back. They're back in the league now. Took Ealing Trailfinders to school.
To teach them how to play again.
Well, it wasn't. It was interesting. It was interesting. I'll tell you that much. But yeah, so yeah. Any rugby news? I don't think there's much else to discuss, is there?
There is one particular piece of wonderful news. Mfana Mchina got drafted to the Houston SaberCats.
Oh, yes. Well done, young
and Mchina. And who better to show him how to track it up than Heineke Meyer?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be interesting.
That kid is a monster. Like, I can't believe that 2 years ago he was busy. He'd rock up and he'd be like, let me just play let me just play seconds. Let me just go play seconds.
Right? Isn't that the attitude that, you know, so I really think that's helped him get as far as he's gotten now at the moment.
No, one's saying that's a negative on his part. But that's what you are. You're a committed club man. You're a member of a club. You're a committed club guy. You're humble, right? You're very humble, and that kind of thing is important. It is so important. But yeah. So anyway, gents, it's going to be a very dry weekend. I think the only rugby this weekend is going to be Curry Cup, and that's about it. No Bunnings NPC. No international rugby, just Curry Cup. So, you know.
But there was an article. Was there rugby played last weekend?
Yeah.
There was a couple of Bunnings NPC games played.
There weren't.
No.
So where's this article about Tuivasa's share?
RTS was supposed to make his debut last weekend, but he can't.
Apparently he did, dude. Let me forward you the article. So I've been looking for this thing.
Okay.
So it says. Hold on. Let me forward you before you think I'm just being stupid, right?
I know you're being stupid. I don't need to think you're being stupid. I know you're being stupid.
It was Auckland against Bay of Plenty. It said that he set up a try for Rayasi. I'm not fucking around. This time I'm actually being serious. I was actually quite pissed because I've been on YouTube the whole week looking for this damn game and I can't find it.
Then it's not there.
This is what worries me. If it's
not on the internet, it doesn't exist.
Dude,
basically,
I'm sending it to you now. I'm sending it to you guys right now, and I want you to take
it.
And you think I'm okay?
No, I'm not gonna validate.
Do you remember that Trump used to say something very interesting?
Yeah,
you are fake news. And what you're about to give us,
yeah, have you gotten it?
Would you put it on WhatsApp? I see it. Rugby pass.
Is this the one? Wait, hold on.
Now you're doubting yourself.
No. I'm looking to see if that was the one. No, that's not the one. Hold on. Sorry, man. I was just like, what the hell is going on? So I've been going every night looking for Auckland versus Bay of Plenty. And it's been coming up. But it was just
The postponement of this weekend's match against Bay of Plenty, Auckland's next scheduled match is against Wellington at Sky Stadium next Sunday.
is that on the mat? Is that on the thing you read?
That you just sent us.
Bro, you're getting old. You're getting old. And I think on that bombshell, and the Dragon needing to eat some carrots and eat some brain food, I think we'd like to call it a night.
Yeah, I guess so.
Great, guys. Well, again, stay safe. Those of you who are going back to school on the 30th of August, enjoy that.
Offside.
Hey.
Offside. It's not even necessary.
The cops are looking for me now. But everybody stay safe. Any last words, Dragon?
No. Stay safe, guys. We're at the tail end of this wave, but yeah, let's just do what we need to do. Let's be responsible.
Yeah. Also, guys, look out. Drago's going to give us a little write-up of the game you watched last weekend.
I didn't say I watched it. I said...
Nah, man. Congrats to Mfana Mchina once again, and we'll see you guys next week when there's some rugby. But there's Formula 1 this weekend. There is Formula 1.
Before we go, other congratulations need to be given to Mark Obama on a stellar career. He announced his retirement a couple of days ago. Well done, Minx. Legend.
For sure.
Absolute stalwart at Bristol and at Worcester Warriors.
Actually, I do have one more thing to partially discuss.
What?
Rugby Player of the Year is coming up soon, right?
Yeah.
Your nominations are?
Me.
Okay, let's try that again. Gavin, what do you think? What do you think? Nominations.
It's a two-horse race. Colby and Moonga.
Hey, don't... DuPont?
Colby and Moonga, it's a two-horse race.
DuPont is in that race, though.
Three-horse race.
And even Lucanio M may just get himself into that race. Not as a winner, but as in the race.
Yeah, Luke's playing well, eh?
Yeah, he's playing bloody well.
Yeah, Luke is he's doing his thing. He's running the lines, defending like a beast.
Straight up.
Yeah, it looks like he lives in Mshilanga, eh? The way Luke's playing.
Dragon, who you got?
So I would go for Chislin and DuPont.
I can't see past Moonga and Ches. And Luke.
So I would only look at Cheslin because I think consistency.
And he's done it both Northern and Southern Hemisphere.
Consistency.
He needs to get it, dude. This is his time.
Actually, yeah. Didn't they win? They won the top 14 and they won the Champions Cup.
And the World Cup.
In 2019.
That's 2 years ago, bro.
Hey, bro, come on, guys. There was no hope in that.
That was serious. He wasn't really hot.
He was hot. He was hot.
He stepped one guy the whole tournament, bro.
That step was epic.
That step was enough.
It was a changing moment.
That step was epic.
I don't know.
But as soon as he got the ball,
I think it would be one of those four.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll find out. Stay tuned.
I realize there's no props in those in even these lineups. That's actually quite worrying.
I don't think it's worrying. I think it's just a sign that props need to step their game up in
field. Props generally are the higher paid players, but not anymore.
That's changing. That was
seeing as Pollard's the highest paid player on the world in the planet at the moment.
That changed after Carl Heyman's time.
Yep. So that means there ain't been quality props since Heyman. And on that bombshell, we will catch you next week. Good night, everybody.